From the front office.
We'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
And we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you to this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Lots of good stuff for you tonight, folks. We've got Gil Haskell. He is the senior advisor to Browns president Mike Holmgren and a very sharp football mind. He has been in coaching a long time in this league, worked with Holmgren in Green Bay, was a coordinator with the Carolina Panthers. Knows offensive football very thoroughly, but knows the game very thoroughly, has a background in special teams coaching, just a plethora of knowledge in this game that we love called football. So he joins us, and he'll give his big picture perspectives on this Browns 2011 season, and more importantly, what needs to be done through the offseason. We're going to ask him about all that, and he goes into great detail about what the coaching staff will deal with. We'll get him to really get into those elements. And again, Gil Haskell, he's been on with us a couple of times before. Always a joy to hear what he has to say. We're also going to hear from Steve Dorshak, longtime Browns beat writer for the Canton Repository, get his thoughts on where this team is and where it's going. And then we're going to look at the divisional round of playoffs this weekend. Jim Corbett of USA Today is going to be with us to talk about the four divisional round games, give us a little analysis of that. We will take your questions, as we always do on the show, and answer them, as we always do on the show. And they come via Facebook, the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. Ken asks, as we try to predict what Tom Heckert will do in this year's draft, how would you grade the first two draft classes he brought to the Browns? Great question, Ken. I'm going to give both of those, drafts, a solid A. I think when you've got four starters from each of your first two drafts as a GM of a team, you've done something. And they're all on the defensive side of the ball, which is even more important because that's where this team needed the greatest amount of help when the regime of Mike Holmgren and Tom Heckert arrived 2 years ago. And two drafts into it, four very solid players, more than solid. Joe Hayden didn't have a great year in 2011 after an outstanding rookie season. But I also think he's in adjusting to a new defensive scheme, more man coverage versus zone coverage. Not to make excuses, but I think that was part of his issue. And I think he's going to get better. And I think he's got outstanding, natural, great talent. And other evaluators I've talked about around the league are very high on his ability. And we know what Jabal Sheard, we know T.J. Ward from last year's draft, missed more than half this season injured, but comes back healthy. Very solid safety starter for, I think, a long time there. Jabal Sheard, what he did as the leading sacker of this team. And then Phil Taylor at defensive tackle. Going to be, I think, long-time components of the Browns' defensive line. So when you can pull that off in two drafts, not to mention other pieces. You had Jason Pinkston as a rookie start for you. Maybe he wasn't the greatest starting left guard that a team could have. But he started, he filled a position of desperate need, filling an injury. So to that extent, I think these drafts were solid, and I'm going to give them A's. And I don't think that's being too generous at all. All right, in a couple of minutes, we are going to have a conversation with the senior assistant, senior advisor to the president of the Browns. His name is Gil Haskell. And by the way, we used to have Motown Wednesdays on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's going to be a Cleveland Brown Thursday because my producer, Dave DiNatale, and he's Mr. Motown. We know that about him. And he was on assignment last night, so he's with us tonight. So we just flipped Wednesday Motowns to Thursday Motowns. And isn't that a beautiful thing? All right, stick around. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850. This show is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio. Proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform, and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart, proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years, offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need.
Celebrate the new year with a new device from Verizon, like the 4G LTE Pantech Breakout. Now only $49.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Plus, buy a new 4G LTE smartphone and you can double your data for the same low price. Visit any Verizon store, verizonwireless.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Requires new two-year activation and data pack. Early termination and other fees apply. Double your data applies to new activations or upgrades and data packs 2 gigabytes or higher. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $297 or more. Plus free haul away and delivery that's really free. On brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Camp Bow Wow wants to give your dog the chance to pick the winner of the big game in February on NFL Roundtable during the Really Big Show. Enter your best friend at any of the five Camp Bow Wow locations in Bedford Heights, Cuyahoga Falls, Highland Heights, Strongsville, or Westlake. The winning dog will represent Camp Bow Wow in studio on the Really Big Show to pick who will win the big game. More prizes from Camp Bow Wow will be available as well. Be sure to enter your dog to appear on the Really Big Show. For more information, log on to campbowwow.com.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your ways. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
On this Motown Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. In this segment, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Very pleased to welcome to the show now the senior advisor to the president of the Browns, Gil Haskell. Gil, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Always great to have you with us. And Gil, the place I'd like to start as we enter this offseason is how different this offseason is going to be compared to what we had last year with the lockout. This is a very important one, and I know people want to focus on players, current and incoming, and all the things that happen in the offseason. But really, the focus in the offseason is the coaching staff first and foremost.
Very much so, Vic. The what they do now is they go back inside, they look at every game that we played, they put all the plays together on film. In other words, every time we ran a let's say X shallow cross route, they put all those together and say we ran it 30 times and we completed 18. You look at it, and the first thing you look at was the blocking good. It's a 7-step drop. Can we do that? Yes. All right. How was the routes? Okay. Well, the tight end's too tight. He's too close. Okay. okay. X receiver, okay. Take one step up, then you go flat across. Was it zone or man? Was it read right? You do that on every play. Now you know what you want as a coach. Now the players come back. I think they come back April something. And they come back in, and then you go back out there in the classroom, and then you go on the field and you say, okay, these five plays or 10 passes are going to be our base passes. Last year, this is how we did them. This year, we're doing it better because of this, this, and this.
Because, yeah, there was no opportunity to not only, you know, you talk about reinforce what you did
right.
with this group last year and the coaching staff, and you had obviously a new head coach, new defensive coordinator, some new people here and there. You weren't even getting to know who you were working with on both sides, players to coaches, coaches to players. So those introductions were kind of going on into the season. And as much as I know that that was the case with other teams, it wasn't an exclusive problem to the Browns. It did seem to become a bigger problem for the Browns.
You know, there's a lot of ways to look at it, a lot of ways. Last year, you played by the rules. There was no off season last year. Everybody played by the rules exactly the same way. Now we get a bonus this year. We get to practice with the team for maybe 4 months before we ever go to training camp. The coaches have to be on the same page, offensively and defensively, say exactly what they want to do, know it. Then they got to transfer that to the players when they come back here. And then the guys that have done it, that have been on the team, look at it and go, okay, I like that, I like that. And say you were the Z receiver and I'm Josh Cribbs, okay? Well, how many times did he run 22Z and he ran it 10 times? Did he run it exactly at 12 yards and come back to the ball every time? No, only 8 times. Well, why didn't he? Okay, we got to find out why he didn't. Or Massakoi, why didn't he do it? Or maybe we didn't practice that play enough, so none of them knew how to do it. But that's our base play, and we didn't run it right. Now let's get it done right. Or you come back and say, you know what? We didn't run that enough. That was open all the time, and we got to do that more. Because you have another sheet on there, run it more, less, or forget it. There are. That's, you know, that's the column.
And that's the quality assurance you're talking
exactly
about.
Exactly right. And so now the offensive guys know what we've done. Coaches know what we've done. Okay, what are we going to throw away? What are we going to do better? And then, you know, like you said, then we get a couple new players in there, and that helps us to do it better.
The quarterback position, we know, obviously, it could change dramatically. We expect some change, of course, during the offseason, be it from the draft or free agency or both. But right now, Colt McCoy, Seneca Wallace, Thad Lewis on this football team, Colt in particular, as you approach the offseason and look at it specifically for him, what are some of the things going into year two for him as the guy who's been a starter, but year three of his career that can help, you know, sort of defining things that need to be done to help his game, regardless of whatever his status is
right.
in 2012?
And everybody has, you have an opinion. This guy yes. has an opinion. That guy has an opinion. Number one, we got to protect him better. He got hit a lot. Number two, we got to run the ball better. If we run the ball better, then the guys who are chasing him can't chase him as fast. They got to stop the run first and then go after him. And then we sort of saw that in the last three or four games where
yes.
Hillis came back and made a couple good runs for us or at least gave us a little bit of an effort. So now we were a little bit of a different team in those games, okay? But if you have that all the time, then all of a sudden the defense can focus on him and then all of a sudden stop the run. Now the quarterback has a better chance. There were games where he got hit 8 and 9 times. Now, that doesn't go because he's a tough guy. He's a young guy. He's trying to make it work. But by the 14th game, the 15th game, the 16th game, he's beat up. No matter who it is, whether it's Colt or anybody, he's beat up. Mike Marks, he's done that forever. I mean, he got 7 drops. They wait. Down, sack. They lead in the sacks. Guys down, boom. You know, they're out of there.
Right.
Well, you can't play like that. Now, you know, I mean, you just can't. So we've got to protect the quarterback better. We've got to run the ball better. And then on the outside, if you drop the ball, not very good deal.
Yeah.
A very good deal.
Right.
And we got to get some speed. You got to get some speed out there in order to put pressure on the defensive backs to get them off of you.
You talk about Colt getting beat up and facing the pressure that he faced. Some of that was a function, clearly, of having a couple of young people in the middle of that offensive line. By necessity, Jason Pinkston being forced in there because of Eric Steinbach's injury.
Right.
Sean Laval, a young starter at right guard, sandwiching a solid center, of course, in Alex Mack. And then you have Joe Thomas and Tony Pashos. But those two kids, and not to put everything on them, but certainly early on, at least, or as before they were developing, they were young and playing young.
Right.
It looked to me by the end of the year, they were a little more in a comfort zone, and there was a little more trust in them.
You know, you're right. And first of all, with two rookies in the offensive line. The two guards are rookies. Laval was there for a year, but he never saw the field. So you're playing with two rookies. And then you need help from the man next to you. Now, Joe and Pinkston did a great job together. Tony did a nice job of helping out Laval, okay? But they kind of worked together. And honest, they put in a whole season together, all those guys. All five of those guys now put in 16 games.
Right.
They should be remarkably better next year. You know, and you got Joe's young, two rookies, like I said. The center's young, and Tony's young. Tony's only 30.
Sure.
So as you look at it, you say, okay, now the fans are listening to me think I'm nuts because we did not block very well. You know, there are times when they rushed us. They got after us. But you got to have on offense, you got to have a deal where you got to make them afraid of the run first, so they got to stop it, and that takes it off those guys. And we block well for the run. I mean, those kids do a nice job, and George does a great job coaching them.
Gil Haskell, senior advisor to Browns president Mike Holmgren, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Gil, speaking of young and youth, Greg Little, a rookie receiver, yeah, went through his share of growing pains. It was kind of interesting because you could watch moments where he looked like a dynamic athlete that a lot of us thought he would be coming out of North Carolina as a second-round pick, and at times looked very much like a guy who had a very limited college career, and that included a suspension that took away some playing time for him, and really entered the NFL as something even less than a rookie in terms of experience.
Right, right. And you know, you and I talked about that earlier, is that I think he played as a freshman. He might have played as a sophomore, then he got suspended. So he actually only played 2 years of college ball. Now, I could be wrong on that, but I think that's about it. Because when I watch him, I say, you know, he could still be in college, and he's getting better. And he caught 61 balls, like you said. He practiced every day. You got to give it to him. You know, some guys hit the wall. That's all a bunch of bull. When you say the guy hit the wall,
the rookie
12th game wall, this or that, the wall, well, then take the check away. Wait a minute now. I wasn't getting a check in college, and I'm getting a check here, so forget the wall, pal. We're still playing. But yes, he had ups and downs. But then you can't put your whole passing game on a rookie. You just can't do that. I mean, if you had an X and a Z out there, a left receiver and a right receiver, and Greg was playing where he's supposed to play, but you had a fifth-year guy and a seventh-year guy that have also always caught 50 to 70 balls, and you say, we got a kid that caught 61 balls. Wow, is that good? Now, he dropped the ball. And so we got to go back and practice that. But there was a guy named Rice for the 49ers in his first year that dropped the ball.
Yeah.
He did drop the ball. I mean, right. Now the next year, he never dropped the ball for the next 20. But now will Greg be that way? You know, I don't know. But Greg is a big, strong, good player. He wants to be a good player. He's got a long ways to go. He's got a lot of learning to do. But we hope to get people to help him. He can't do it all by himself.
And one young man who is stepping up and at least out of necessity, getting more playing time as the year went on, was Jordan Norwood. And
yes,
flashed during training camp and then got his opportunities during the regular season to see the field before he was injured. I kind of liked what he did. I don't know that we're going to see a game-changing guy necessarily, but a solid guy to have in your receiving corps.
You know what he did is right from the start, he could catch the ball. When we were practicing in training camp and he was running, and he's not the biggest guy. We had a kid named Bobby Ingram at Seattle that did a great job, and they're saying, well, he's the same size as Bobby. Then we played the 49ers this year in San Francisco, and they took a picture of Bobby and I together. Bobby was taller than me, and I said, wait a minute, he's a bigger guy than I thought, you know, because everybody's there, and Jordan is not quite as big, but Jordan is nifty, he's smooth, he's got good hands, and it's a shame that he didn't get to play more, and at the end, he really would have helped us in those last games. When he just started to come to where the quarterbacks were looking for him, then he got the concussion, and then it was over.
Another guy who saw the field quite a bit as a youngster, as a rookie, Jordan Cameron, because of injuries at tight end, Ben Watson and Alex Smith, showed, I think, in moments at least, and athletically, there's something very special there. I mean, he just seems to have that skill, that body control, all the things that maybe you'd want to see in a tight end.
Yeah, he's a very gifted athlete, very gifted. And a funny thing happened. We played the Bears this year. I want to say it was the last preseason game, and he played 42 plays. And so we came back in, you know, we grade the film, we all sit down. How many can play? So-and-so have 42. How many this guy have 56? How many this guy? Okay. So then we go to talk to him. You know, Steve Hagen goes to talk to him. He says, now listen, you played 42 plays. He says, Coach, the most plays I ever played in high school, I mean, in the SC, was 17. So you got to step back and you got to laugh. You know, he goes, okay, but we're not ready to get to 42 yet.
Right, right.
I mean, that's how far away we were. You know?
Sure.
But at the same time, he can catch, he can run, he's got a feel for it too. And he, in other words, when he's running through the middle and all that, he can avoid a guy. He doesn't have to run into the Mike linebacker, then run into the strong safety and then come open. He can avoid those two guys on the way. So he's got a big upside.
And that's because of his instincts, his athleticism.
Yeah. And he was a very good basketball player.
Right.
He was.
Now, on the defensive side, the best story there was the play of the defensive line. In particular, Jabal Sheard, as a rookie, 8.5 sacks. Really showed something that I guess we expected, but when you're throwing a rookie as a starter, and Phil Taylor was that other starting rookie on the D-line, but to have one of them have a pretty exceptional year is a little bit of a surprise.
That's great. It's great. You know, I've been on – actually, of all the years I've coached, I was with Coach Robinson for 9. I was with Mike for 13. I don't know if we ever took a defensive lineman first ever. I know at the Rams we didn't, and I'm not sure Mike ever did. And so you don't get them. You don't get those guys.
Yeah.
They're always on somebody else's team. You say, I wish we had that guy. Well, in the meanwhile, you know, you got Dickerson or you got Henry Ellard or you got Brett Favre. You got all those guys on offense.
Yeah.
You don't have them on defense. And so we were really pretty good this year with the defensive line, the four guys in there, and then I mean they're going to get better too. You know the three guys inside, the three inside guys are young, very very good players, and they will get better. And you need 8. Now, you know, the old general managers and all those people think I'm out of my mind.
To rotate them.
Yeah, you got to rotate. The 49ers, when we used to play them, you know, and that's when Pee Wee was playing. But the best four were saved for the fourth quarter. In other words, they start the game, second quarter, third quarter, there were 6 and 7 guys going in there. Now you get down to the last two drives, all their good guys were there. Michael Carter, you know, he spit on the ball before the quarterback. This guy snapped it to the quarterback. I mean, it was a mess.
Right, right.
Oh, they had guys you never even heard of. You know, I can picture them. I forget their names. But anyway, but in the last two drives, they were fresh. They hadn't been in there for 70 plays.
And your Pee Wee reference, of course, Dwayne Board, the defensive line coach for the Browns. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and we'll catch up again later in the offseason.
Anytime. Thank you.
Gil Haskell, senior advisor to Browns president Mike Holmgren, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben, Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Everyone likes alternatives. We like to assess our options and choose the person or place or item that is right for us. Sometimes this means that we need to go outside of the box and try something new in order to perhaps obtain something better. This is Robin Trzynski, and if you are not comfortable on a traditional innerspring mattress, you might want to try an alternative sleep product. At the Original Mattress Factory, we have two latex foam models and now offer a new memory foam mattress. The latter is constructed with 4 inches of high-density memory foam and features a specially formulated airflow layer to reduce heat transfer and response time. These layers create a unique feel while still imparting the temperature and pressure-sensitive characteristics of memory foam. As far as quality is concerned, our Serenity model is equivalent to our top-of-the-line innerspring and latex models. Give it a try and determine if it's the right alternative for you. It might just be the perfect end to your everyday.
The Original Mattress Factory, 4930 State Road, right at the 480 ramp.
Sportsman, Sportsman, where do you find the best in hunting, camping, fishing, and outdoor? At the IX Sports Show in Cleveland, of course. The Cleveland Outdoor Adventure Show, now with new dates, January 19th through the 22nd. Hundreds of quality vendors from all over the world. See what's new in hunting, fishing, camping, and outdoor. Calling the Brotherhood, meet Nick and T-Bone from the hit show Bone Collector. Be amazed by Byron Ferguson's incredible archery shots. Take part in the first annual Sportsman's Auction. Register to win a truckload of cash. Check out the four-wheel drive pavilion at awesome bass tank stocked full of fish. Compete in the third annual Retriever Challenge. See the Water Jim's Wildlife Show, a family favorite, featuring crocs, snakes, and other exotics. Kids fish for free in the trout pond. Stock up on quality gear at special show prices. Admission is $10. Children under 10 are free. There's something for everyone. The Cleveland Outdoor Adventure Show, now with new dates. January 19th through the 22nd at the IX Center. Go to ixsportsshow.com for more details and discount tickets. It's incredible. It's incredible. It's incredible.
So glad you've chosen to spend this Thursday with us on this Motown edition of Football Thursday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. See Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw for the first time together in 10 years. That's on July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium Plus. Special guests, Grace Potter, the Nocturnals, and Jake Owen. Tickets are on sale now, available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. In this segment, with Steve Dorshick, our good buddy, who covers the Browns for the Canton Repository, it's driven by Liberty Ford. So, Steve, I wanted to just basically talk about this 2011 season, kind of a general look back now that we're a little ways into the off season for the Browns, and get your reflections on what we saw and what we've heard. Pat Shurmur, Mike Holmgren, Tom Heckert have done their sort of state of the team addresses since the end of the season. But big picture, a 4-12 finish, not a lot of positive that can be taken from that, but I just want your big picture thought on what you saw of the 2011 Browns.
Vic, some of what I think and some of what I'm going to say is what I'll bet Mike and Tom secretly think and do say to some extent. And it's kind of a controversial point of view. And the reason it's controversial is because I think winning only 4 games in the context in which the Browns won those 4 games was perfect for the team. And here's why. This season was probably not going to be about playoff contention, and at some point very early,
right.
Probably the Tennessee game for me when it was 31-3 early on. It was that at that point, to me, you could say that, well, this isn't about making the playoffs. It's about something else. Well, what was it about? You could say it was about winning, which gets you whatever. It gets you 6, 7, 8 wins, but it only gets you so far. What this team really needed, I thought, and got in the end, was to be competitive and to get those high draft picks, especially when you're drafting high in the first round, high
sure.
in the second round. That's what the team really needed. And to get to number four, where maybe you're going to get an RG3, or you're certainly going to get a potential impact player. To get there, the only way to do it was to lose games. And you hate to do that, and some people get sick to their stomachs to have to do that and to have to sit through the losses. But the way many of those losses occurred was in the fourth quarter, when they literally were stolen losses.
Right.
The Browns stole losses they needed, and I think that was very productive. I thought they looked competitive against some of the better teams, Baltimore and Pittsburgh at the end, and achieved, if you want to call it that, the four losses they needed to get picks that people are really going to be glad that they have, you know, come next year and the coming years.
Yeah, I mean, now the counterbalance to that is, I think when you go through a year, you go through it thinking no matter what, you want to try to get to the postseason. And I know you mean that, too, in the sense that what the team was really capable of is what was reflected in some of the games that we saw. It ended up with only four wins, and it does put them in a position to get a high pick. But you know, that's never, I never sense that that's the goal, but that is what they have. So from that standpoint, I'm with you. And what's needed to be a team that needs to get closer to contention, or to get to contention, obviously most of those needs are on the offensive side. Where In your view, do you see the ability for this team to get better in the course of one off season? You can't fix everything, but how would you look at the priorities that this team would approach the off season with?
There are sub priorities, Vic, in my view, but there's one real priority and only one, and that's the obvious one, and that's quarterback. And when I talk about quarterback, and when I think about quarterback, I hearken to my what is still my default position, and that is I trust that Mike Holmgren was an outstanding hire, and I believe that because I know that Ron Wolf told Randy Lerner that there's one man and one man only that you need to get for this organization, and that is Mike Holmgren. I kind of thought that myself before I learned that was Ron Wolf's directive to the owner, but I thought it more so after seeing Mike, after meeting with Mike, after being around Mike, and having had some experience listening to him, mm-hmm. and in a few cases talking to him. I covered the Super Bowl for what it's worth, where Mike
right.
made it with the Seahawks in 2005. But the bottom line for me is that I have a high level of trust that Mike Holmgren was the ideal president, football authority, available to be hired when Randy made that hire. And what is Mike Holmgren, if not a quarterback guru? So I trust Mike to make the right call there. We can go back to you, Vic, and I have a lot of thoughts on that point, but that's the basis for what I think about the most important area of need.
No, and that is something that, he has his track record. He has excelled at identifying the position, identifying the right people for the position, and then developing them to play the position well. In this case, he's not coaching the team, but having someone like a Pat Shurmur, the offensive coordinator to be named, these are big parts of what you're talking about. So, but what we're also saying here, or what you're saying here, is that you saw enough of Colt McCoy in 13 games to conclude what? That he's not the answer going
forward. Yeah, that's the fair next question as an extension of the point about, well, I trust what Holmgren is going to do. We do not know, because Mike will not reveal and should not reveal what he really thinks about Colt McCoy, and that's that all goes into very important draft posturing. If you can convince another team to give you a load of picks to move up because they're afraid that you might take RG3 and that they're going to talk you out of it, no, you cannot say, and it's very intelligent for Holmgren and Heckert and Pat Shurmur not to say what they think about Colt McCoy. And
Steve Dorshak joining us. He covers the Browns for the Canton Repository. And Steve, looking at some of the other areas of this team, as we say,
all of the offensive problems were not the problem of quarterback, even though that contributed to its to the inability of this team to score. It was not score enough was not the sole reason. So questions at wide receiver, questions certainly at running back. That wasn't supposed to be a question, but it turned into a big one. How do you see things proceeding in those respective areas?
I think, Vic, as to the crying need to develop a wide receiving core, that they found one in Little. It's frightening, of course, for the coaches and for the general manager that Little dropped so many passes. He's got everything else, but yeah. You know, it's just more than a minor factor for a guy at the wide receiver position to be asked to actually catch the ball when it lands in his hands. So he's good at getting open. He's good at fighting. He's right. Very competitive. He better start catching the ball. But I think they find my prediction on him is he'll be a player.
He'll be a
number two or a number three.
Okay.
Now Tom is going to go look for a number one receiver,
mm-hmm.
whether that be I would guess that it would be with that 22 pick as opposed to the number four. Or if he can get a free agent. So that's one big thing for me, though, and this is kind of personal.
Hmm.
I've always wanted to see what Cribbs could do in a stable system with a good quarterback with something around him. And I still wonder what he can do.
The defense, the story there, of course, outstanding defensive line play. But all in all, Steve, the hiring of Dick Geron just seemed to me to be such a plus for this team, because if you really break it down, there's talent in some places, not enough, and we say that about the entire team, but it just looked like with Dick Geron's guidance, this defense got a lot of production out of some people who might otherwise have been just sort of ordinary. If you put him in a different place or with different coaching, he seemed to elevate the level of this defense.
Right. One of the strangest phenomenons of the 2011 season, Vic, was the arrival of Geron and his persona after 2 years of Rob Ryan. We had 2 years of the Three Stooges, and the one year of, and I mean that in a complimentary way. He was just slapstick all the way.
A fun time.
But,
yeah.
But okay. You know, and then we got Bob Newhart in here for the, and Dick does have a dry sense of humor. You can tell from hanging around him for a while. But that contrast was amazing. Now, how is this going to work? How are guys who have been subjected to the ribald, raucous ways of Rob Ryan going to adjust to this straight-laced, well-spoken, super articulate A person from Yale?
Yeah.
And the, you know, point blank, Dick did a better job than Rob Ryan. Rob's probably capable. He certainly, is. I don't want to say full of himself, but he didn't do what he promised he was going to do. Geron, without making a lot of promises, got to the bottom line of number five in the league in points allowed, which that's where you would start the discussion before you talk about any of the flaws in Dick's run defense and that sort of thing. So I think it was all good with making that hire this year.
So a big offseason. We'll see how it goes in the draft and in free agency, but I think clearly the work is cut out for Tom Hecker, the personnel staff, and then the coaching staff. Once it's back together again, this is an important offseason for that group as well, because they'll have a real opportunity to work with these guys, which was something that didn't happen last offseason.
Right. But in terms of working with guys, and making it work with no offseason, as opposed to not being able to, as the Browns were not able to on offense, to me, that's simply the experience of Dick Geron as a head coach and a coordinator versus the inexperience of Pat, who had been a coordinator for just the 2 years and never a head coach.
Right, right. And he went through his learning process this year with that. Steve, great stuff in breaking it down. I appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Okay, see you again pretty soon, I hope, Vic.
Absolutely. That is Steve Dorshick from the Canton Repository, longtime Browns beat writer, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group.
Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit libertyford.com.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns Stadium and the Browns Training Facility have just the right spaces to help make your next private event a masterpiece. The Browns offer up to 30 unique and inviting venues that can make your wedding, bar and bat mitzvah, holiday party, prom, or other social or corporate event a success. For more information on how you can host your next private event with the Browns, call 440-824-6162 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
Today seems like the world wants everything to be fast. It has to be world record 100 meter dash with a strong tailwind fast. Things need to be so fast we don't even have time for words. OMG, LOL, TTYL. People even rush through the insurance process. Can you quote them? I covered maybe. Who knows? It was so fast. What just happened?
At Liberty Mutual, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you today. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/agents and take the time to speak to an agent about your auto, home, or life insurance today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Rhoda here, and are you ready for the snow? The team at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge is, as they want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Like the 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport. Lease it right now starting as low as $259 a month for 36 months with no money down. That's crazy. I'm driving one of these babies right now and loving it. The look, the way it handles, the all-weather capability, and it's a trail-rated vehicle so I can go anywhere and do anything in my 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Maybe you're not into leases. You want to buy? Even better. How about a starting price of $20,500 on that brand new 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport? Only at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last. Call today for more info. 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you.
In this Motown Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, deposits for 2012 season tickets and club level memberships are now being accepted. To place your deposit today, please call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. In this divisional round playoff preview of this weekend's games, this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Now we're going to take a look at Sunday's divisional round playoff games in the National Football League, and helping us to do that is our good buddy Jim Corbett from USA Today. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vic. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, Jim, I'm going to start with the game that you'll be covering on Saturday. You'll be out in San Francisco, Saints at 49ers. This one, I think, has the makings of a potential classic, I think, because we know how well this Saints team has been playing. They don't play as well on the road, certainly, as they do in the Superdome. But this 49er team has played quite well. Strong defense. Maybe they've got what it takes to kind of even things up for a very explosive Saints offense.
You're right, Vic. And it's kind of the overarching question to this whole playoff situation is, does offense win championships now? And based on, you know, this past frenzied, you know, record shattering year, we see what Breeze did, what Brady did, Matthew Stafford, the third quarterback to go over 5,000 yards, Aaron Rodgers right there, Eli right there. We got four Super Bowl MVPs standing among the final eight. And we've got these defenses like Vic Fangio's San Francisco defense. I mean, it's like you said, classic. It's, you know, firepower versus, you know, dominant, you know, stonewall D. And yeah, the perception is that, and it's borne out by the games that they've had outdoors. I think the Saints are 3-2 on the road, averaging 25.8 points, down from, you know, the video game 41 points inside the Superdome. Yeah, they're not as good maybe on grass, but they do have a sixth-ranked running game that I think gives them that, you know, physical presence that most people look beyond. So the perception is that they're a finesse dome passing team, but they can punch you in the mouth too.
The headline game, the marquee game Saturday night, Broncos at Patriots, for the obvious reasons, the Tim Tebow mania and the Patriots. The clash of these two clubs. And what might be able, you know, what we might be able to expect from this. Have you changed any of your thinking about Tebow? Because I know, like so many others, my thought was just he's along for a ride with a team that can play some good defense, and occasionally he makes plays. He did so much more than that. We know now against the Steelers, a legend is formed here, and maybe he doesn't even need to do any more than that one game. But I would guess the encore is brings up that sense of curiosity as to whether there really was some sort of a turning point in his NFL career in that game against the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm with you, Vic. I talked to Mike Mayock, who the NFL Network analyst extraordinaire, and Mike was terrific in taking me under the hood. He had been out there in Denver for the, I think it was November, game against the Jets, and he basically had spent 2 days of practice watching the dynamic of Adam Gase, the unsung hero of this whole Team Tebow dynamic, kind of their pit crew, you know, before and after practice, pushing this guy, you know, kind of a type A, pushing on Tebow, and Tebow being a type A as well. Like I said, was cracking him up watching these two guys because they want to make the kid special, and the kid will do anything to do that, you know, throwing like 200 passes before and after, working on his footwork. But we saw the culmination of that, and Mike said, yeah, there's better in him. And, you know, he was always good at throwing the deep ball, had nice touch on the deep ball, but he really came to balance. And especially on that throw, the 30-yarder to Eddie Royal, the second quarter touchdown, he threaded the needle there over William Gay and into the falling hands of Eddie Royal. He had looked off Palomalu with his, you know, eyes and shoulders. And so, yeah, you're right. It's a turning point development for him. But you think Tom Brady's a little ticked off about all the attention and time, Tebow time. I think it's Tom Brady's time in the sense that he's running out of it. And the idea is that we look at it and we say, man, they haven't won a playoff game since 2007. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are better than that. I think that shows up this time.
With Jim Corbett from USA Today breaking down this weekend's playoff action, the divisional round in the National Football League, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And let's turn to Sunday. Houston Texans, T.J. Yates, rookie quarterback, going up against the Ravens, that strong Ravens defense in Baltimore. Maybe this is where that Cinderella ride comes to an end.
Yeah, you know, it's mirror image teams. And, you know, I was out there in Houston, you know, for their first ever playoff win, and it was, you know, that city was just, you know, crazy for these guys. And it's good for Gary Kubiak and Bob McNair and Wade Phillips, you know, great people, a good character team. T.J. Yates obviously making his seventh start, Joe Flacco making his seventh postseason start, so he's the old graybeard here in his fourth season. It's just a difference, you say, in that defense, and you're right. You know, Ed Reed, seven pickoffs in the postseason. Ray Lewis just knows, you know, the savvy of where the fits are and what your tendencies are, some tells that you might give up, especially with a young quarterback. So you kind of like the way Suggs is playing. It's just strength against strength, though. That front seven against the Houston offensive line, to me, is the best in football. The way Kubiak has taken from Mike Shanahan, that zone block formula that, you know, sprung TD Terrell Davis for, you know, 2,000-yard season, 1998. And you look at that with Foster, he glides the same way and then hits it and is gone. So him and Tate against Ray Rice, it's a heck of a matchup. But, yeah, you nailed it, Vic. It's just the difference in quarterback expertise at this point has got to show up, although they didn't have Andre Johnson the first game, and it was pretty close up until Baltimore outscored him 13-0 down the stretch and won in overtime week six.
Obviously really like what Wade Phillips has done for that Texans defense, and I guess to a great degree that would be something that this Texan team could hang its hat on is Wade Phillips. We talk about how Bill Belichick would be matching up with Tim Tebow. Wade Phillips against Joe Flacco and that Ravens offense, I'm going to like Wade Phillips' chances of at least making it difficult.
Yeah, I'm with you because, you know, Flacco, one thing you look at him, he's long. It takes him a minute to get, you know, not a minute, but it takes him some time to get the ball out. He doesn't like people around his feet, it seems. He's not, you know, he's not Tony Romo. He's not going to, you know, he's got some athleticism, some move to him, but he's taller. It just takes him more time to get the ball out. He's not Drew Brees, you know, out quick, boom. He's great touch passer down the field. Torrey Smith, obviously, with 7 touchdowns. He's developed those 2 young tight ends, Pitta and Dixon. But the idea is, you know, can Anquan coming off a sprained knee, can he be what they need him to be right now? You wonder. So I think Wade is going to get, you know, pressure with Cushing and the 5 guys they bring, Connor Barwin. Those guys have done a great job. Brooks Reed and J.J. Watt, what a, you know, steal for those guys in the first round.
Oh, yeah.
Former showed up big time against Andy Dalton, making him look, you know, the rookie. But it was just a hell of a play on J.J. Watt's, you know, part, just, you know, plucking the ball out with one hand and running it back for the game-turning touchdown, 29 yards.
That was an amazing physically athletic play. I mean, you just see a gifted guy. There's nothing else you can say to that except that, yeah, instincts and great athletic move. The final game of this playoff weekend, Giants at Packers, and this may very well prove to be the best. A lot of people are looking at this Giant team because of how well they played the Packers previously. And a Packers team, which also has its defensive issues, like the Patriots, to say the least. I mean, real problems there defensively. But I guess what I like about the Giants going into Lambeau Field is they do bring that power running attack that works so well against Atlanta. Eli Manning seems to be in a pretty decent groove, has a lot of weapons on offense. This could be a pretty good one, Jim.
Yeah, I agree, Vic. It's based on Eli's played so well. You know, fourth quarter set the new record for 15 touchdown passes in the fourth quarter. What is it, 5 or 6, you know, comebacks this year against Dallas. We saw the great one. They've won 3 straight now. And, you know, they had that resurgence with the run game, 172 yards. It just looked like a different Brandon Jacobs than we've seen. He seemed to be, you know, sluggish, and it wasn't really, you know, making yards after contact. But we saw that dynamic back again against Atlanta. And Manningham is healthy. Eli has just shown me a lot of growth this year. He came into the season saying, hey, I belong in that same elite quarterback conversation with Tom Brady, and he's backed it up. And he's just made those receivers, those young guys, better, Victor Cruz and Manningham and Nix. And now they've got this young guy, Jake Ballard, back as well. You just wonder if they can run and match up and cover a Finley, especially with Aaron Ross being dinged, you know, the apparent concussion, what's going to be their availability in the secondary. So yeah, I just like Aaron Rodgers and those guys. I mean, they did it on the road the hard way last year. They've had some time here. You say, well, maybe is rust a factor? We're going to get Jennings back. Their tackles have had a chance to get healthy. Yeah, their defense has been an issue. There's never been a team that's won a Super Bowl with giving up 360 yards or more. These guys are giving up 411.6 yards per game, which is unthinkable for a Dom Capers defense, but they are getting takeaways. And Charles Woodson, Clay Matthews, and Tremont Williams know how to get the ball back for Aaron Rodgers.
Great stuff, Jim. As always, we appreciate it, and we look forward to talking with you down the line.
Thanks, man. Enjoy the game. Thanks for having me.
That is Jim Corbett from USA Today joining us to break down this weekend's playoff games on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit libertyford.com.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Make saving more at Rite Aid your best resolution yet. Now through January 28th, you can earn a $20 plus up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the buy and save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Start the year off with better savings at Rite Aid. Resolution Rewards is another way Wellness Plus saves you more. In-store purchase with Wellness Plus card only. Plus up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase when qualifying threshold is met. Plus up expires February 11th, 2012.
Last week, NTV began their annual warehouse clearance sale, the sale that is one of NTV's largest sales of the year. Last week, it was 50% off regular retail price on select name brand tires when you buy two, get two. Today, NTV adds to that clearance. Today, NTV is adding select 40,000-mile tires priced from $29. You heard right. Now take your choice. 40,000-mile radials from $29, or save 50% when you buy select Yokohama, Pirelli, or Cooper tires with the purchase of one-year alignment and premium installation. Buy two tires, get two tires free, or 40,000-mile radials from $29. Hundreds of thousands of tires on sale while supplies last. This NTB warehouse clearance sale is coming to an end. It will not be repeated for a whole year, so don't miss it. See your nearest NTB today.
When Lexus launched the RX, it was the original luxury crossover. And then, following its success, our competitors began to introduce their own versions. But over the years, one thing has become clear. While the RX is often imitated, it remains impossible to duplicate. The RX didn't just set the bar for the competition, it raises it every day. From building the first luxury hybrid to offering a pre-collision system with radar technology and a class-leading 10 airbags. When innovation happens, it happens here first. Which may have something to do with why the Lexus RX also has the best driver loyalty in its class. The Lexus RX. Why settle for a copy when you can drive the original? See your Cleveland, Akron area Lexus dealer.
Based on the average loyalty rate of all SUVs in the Lexus near luxury SUV segment since 2000 using our Upholstery Company's household loyalty methodology.
Hi, this is DeQuell Jackson, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Oh, little four tops. Gotta love that. The chills here in this stuff, man. Dave DiNatale, our producer, just playing this great rejoin music on a Motown Thursday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's go to your questions that you submit via the Browns official Twitter and Facebook pages. A whole bunch of you have. We keep this thing rolling, folks. 52 weeks out of the year, voice or no voice. And I promise this will improve. It's actually a little better than we started the week, and I apologize for that, but still want to get you this great content. All right, Twitter, via the Browns official Twitter page, at CoreyChristen330. Do you think Cleveland should go for a wide receiver, linebacker, or possibly even a quarterback in the draft? Again, I know we're going to field many of these draft questions between now and April, and it gives us plenty of time certainly to talk about this, so I'm not avoiding them, even if it's a little early in the process, because you're interested, and it will drive the discussion on this football team in a big way, and we want you coming here every day for that discussion as much as anything else, because that's what we're pointing toward now, is how to get this team better. To answer Corey's question, I want to say all of the above, Corey. I want to say all of the above. It's nine picks in a draft. Yeah, you could bundle some things up, make a trade for one of those spots, possibly a quarterback at the top, as has been speculated, to try to get Andrew Luck, although prying him away from the Colts won't be easy. But I'd say that's on my list, is go for all of them, because they need them all.
also at MWPT2, TWO, Twitter handle. Do you think the Browns will pursue Matt Flynn and keep Colton Seneca? Well, if Matt Flynn's a free agent and the expectation is that he would be in the market, I would have to think a lot of teams, including the Browns, would have an interest. The danger is you don't want to, the caution should be, you don't want to base it just on his final game performance. That 6-touchdown game performance certainly earned him a lot of money, but I wouldn't use it as the only reason to go for him. Bigger body of work has to come into play, and that's what's tricky because you don't have a big body of work with Matt Flynn. At SoccerBoo 6592, are the Browns considering trading up for Luck? I think it would be a consideration. I can't tell you officially that that's the case, but I would think it's got to be in the thought process of everything this team does regarding the draft. Trading up for Luck, I think, again, they won't be the only team to have that notion, and it'll probably be a very hard thing to pull off. But 9 picks and 2 number ones, 4th overall, gives you that opportunity, maybe. Gil Haskell, we want to thank him, Steve Dorshick, Jim Corbett, Michelle Manzo, and my great producer, Dave DiNatale. Thank you all. We'll see you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.